Blog Talk Radio.
I am Klaus Michelson.
I am the thing the men fear.
There's a war brewing between the Cylons. We cannot be killed.
You're wrong.
You will all fall.
The Originals, Thursdays at 9, 8 central on the CW.
Hey guys, and welcome to The Originals on the VRO. I'm Keisha, and on the line with me is Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Oh my gosh. What
understatement.
A mid-season finale. I've never been torn in so many different directions at the same time. It was ridiculous. And this episode was so incredible that Rachel just had, she's stepping over from Once Upon a Time, and she will be joining us here in just a few moments. But yes, Rachel will be back to share her comments on this emotionally draining but exciting and thrilling episode. So how do you even start with talking about this?
Oh my God.
There was just so much going on.
Wait, let's start with how amazing my Daniel Gillies was.
Oh my goodness. Daniel Gillies. I mean, if you're going to start an awesome episode, let's start with him killing half the Navy to save Rebecca.
Yeah.
A wonderful moment, especially since the guys were planning on screwing him over. And I was like, oh no, are we going to have to deal with losing Rebecca again? 2 seconds away from flipping the chair. But then Elijah shows up and he's like, no, you're not. That's not going to happen, guys.
As only he can.
Yeah. And what's also great about that scene is you don't even see him killing people. You just see his shadow against the wall.
Yeah.
Which was very, it made him look like a superhero. It's kind of like Batman taking on a bunch of villains.
I mean, so, he kind of is a superhero, but,
I'm biased. You know, Stefan may have the hero hair, but Elijah has the hero suit. So,
yeah.
You're welcome.
It's like, I tried to imagine Klaus in that situation, and I picture him, like, just rushing in and, like, making all this noise and whatever, and it's like, Elijah just walks in all calm with his umbrella, and he's, he just, like, takes them out. Oh, my God, I love him. He's so funny.
Elijah's like, so good,
I think that's why I like him
people.
So much. Yeah, the way he does things is so funny to me because he's just like, he looks like such the proper, you know, clean cut. He does no wrong, but dude can throw down.
Yes, he can. And you know what I also noticed? this was the center of a Family Guy episode too. Elijah pronounces his WHs as HW. Like, remember when Stewie was saying cool quip?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I noticed that. Wait, what did he say, though? He said something, and I was like, I repeated it because I thought it was funny.
I think he was, like, saying whomever or whatever, but he just put that emphasis on the H and not the W, and I was just like, Dewey, this is
oh
Dewey right now. Cool whip.
Yes. Oh, my God. I thought the same thing. That was funny.
I love Elijah, but man, that's hilarious. That's great. So yes, Elijah rescues Rebecca, and you're thinking, oh, we're in the clear. This is gonna be great. We got Rebecca back. Now the family can take on the Strix and Tristan and all that nonsense. And then Julie Plec continues her emotional manipulation, and throws us with this wrench. Of, okay, Rebecca is cuckoo bananas, has a scar, and wants to murder everything like a ripper, like Stefan. And before we get into that, we have Rachel on the line. Rachel, are you there?
No, I am not here because I'm so busy crying over this episode. And I'm not okay.
I knew that was coming. Rachel was texting me after she watched the episode, and she was like, oh, my God, can you talk? I knew she was going to have to talk about it.
Well, I watched it on Friday afternoon, I think, or Saturday. I don't know when I watched it. I didn't watch it live, so I was running around doing stuff. And I hadn't been on Tumblr, I hadn't been on Twitter, I hadn't seen any spoilers. So I'm like, okay, it's mid-season finale, I wonder what they're going to do. And then they do that. And y'all know how I feel about Cammy and how much I love her. And I'm just not okay.
Yes, there's a lot of emotional torture in this episode. And right now we're talking about how everything looked great when Rebecca was rescued by Elijah. But then she gets the scar and is now a ripper. She wants to eat people and kill them and be really mean and say all these terrible things at people.
And those black eyes were creepy.
They were creepy. When I saw the picture
on Facebook, I thought I was watching Supernatural.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, wait, what?
It looked, yeah, it was crazy. But who was not rooting? Or, I don't know, I was very excited to see Elijah and Klaus hold her ass down and be like, listen, Rebecca, you've lost your damn mind. Calm your tits.
Yes. I have missed their sibling dynamic now because she hasn't been on the show or she's been a different person. And now that we have, like, Claire back, I was like, all right, this is great. I thought she was going to be back for good. And then they're like, oh, nope, we're going to dagger you. Again.
Yeah, and you know what I liked about this one, too? Like you said, we were missing that sibling because, you know, they were – I mean, Klaus and Elijah have been at each other's throats for a while. But now with Rebecca coming back, now the two sisters are, like, poisoned. So the two brothers are, like, trying to, you know, figure shit out. And so I thought that was cute that they're, like, we need to save our sisters.
Yeah, that was great. And the best thing also, I think, you know, Christmas time, you think, okay, this is going to bring families together. And this episode really did that, especially with the outsider, Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Who felt like, you know, I'm not in this family. These are not my people. But then all of a sudden he sees something going down with Freya and he's like, yo, I got to act. Quick to action, whatever, Action Jackson. And he comes in and he saves her.
And Keisha, we were talking about that last week because Jackson, like, abandoned Haley because she keeps helping the Michelsons. But I'm like, that's Hope's family and basically Haley's family. So I'm like, if he's so into, I got to help my pack and, I, you know, I got to back them up, I was like, why did he just leave her like that? So I was happy that he came back and finally said, you know, somebody in my pack was in trouble, so I helped them. We were talking about that the last time, weren't we?
Yeah, and it looked like I assumed this episode that that Haley and Jackson would just totally break away from the Michelsons and go back to the bayou or something and just, like, ditch the Michelsons. So I'm so happy that Jackson totally jumped in and helped him out. And hello, I don't know about you, but now I've really, really got the hots for Jackson.
His
eyes turned that yellow and he went ham and he ripped that guy's head off. I was like, oh my goodness. Haley, if you don't want him, I'll take him.
Oh no, he did not just rip his head off. He chopped his head off with an axe. He just chopped down the family Christmas tree, which I thought was perfect. I loved it because he was like, all right, Haley, we're not going to be friends with them anymore. They're not our family. We have our own family. And then, like, not 2 seconds later, he sees Freya in trouble. He's like, damn it.
These damn Michelsons.
And you got to give it up to the Strix, or at least Tristan, because he is so damn sneaky. He's got that family under surveillance, and he was able to figure out that Freya has this medallion, and he steals it from them. Do we know what this medallion does? Because Cammy had it first.
That's what she uses to channel Finn.
Wait, the medallion or the necklace?
The medallion. No, the medallion is what they have to use to lock. It'll lock the Michelsons in one place. Like, it won't kill them because then they're all firemen
guys.
But
it keeps them in eternal sleep or something.
Exactly.
Forever.
Yeah.
Basically, it kills them, I guess. I don't know.
Okay,
so that's
powerful enough to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Freya said that the only way to destroy it is to use it. So she wanted to lock something else away so that it'll use it and then destroy it. Yes.
Can it be Fintel? Can we lock Finn in there so we never have to deal with him?
The Backstreet Boy? Finn, the Backstreet Boy.
I don't know how I feel about that haircut. Like, who did he go to? The dollar barber? Like, I don't know. Funny.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to take back the Backstreet Boy comment, and because he looks more like he's in 98 degrees. I'm going to take back the Backstreet Boy.
I'm just mad that we don't have Cole. Like, why can't Cole be the one in the necklace or something?
I agree.
Because Julie Fleck hates Cole.
No, Julie Peck hates us, is what it is. She hates us. Plus, we want Daniel Sharman back, so she's like, nope, here's Finn.
Nope.
Here's 98 degrees.
Nope. And now who the hell is going to bring him back? Because I don't know if Freya could do that. Maybe, but Davina certainly can't. And we haven't seen Davina either.
I feel like Freya is more capable than Rebecca as a witch or Davina, who's been shunned.
Well, it's obviously not a priority because she doesn't talk about it.
But I wonder if Finn will see how they all, like,
bond
together. Yeah. So I wonder if he might help her. I mean, I think he's kind of, like, in cahoots with Tristan, isn't he?
No, he's not in cahoots with him. He just hates his family so much that Tristan knows he will help kill his family.
Well, hopefully
I think
he's deeper on Tristan.
But do you guys remember in the flashbacks, like, when they first came? And wasn't Finn with them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was.
So maybe, I think, like, they had an understanding because I don't think Finn has ever been as monstrous or as murderous as his siblings. So he might have bonded with Tristan back in the day over hating his family from a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think Tristan's actually relying on that. But there is room, there's an opportunity for Finn to finally back his family. Because you know how he was saying that, you know, they're just using you, Freya. You don't have to die for them. But I feel like him seeing Elijah help Freya and try to keep her from killing herself, maybe that'll plant some kind of seed in his brain that says, okay, my family is not all a bunch of psychomaniacs.
Well, did you see his facial expression changed when that happened? I thought I saw, like, something on his face that he was like, okay, you know, maybe, you know, they're helping each other, so maybe they're not as bad as I thought they were. I don't know if you're the only one that saw that. Because
I don't like him at all,
but...
I hate him, but I just, I saw that split moment. It looked like, okay, well, they may not be that bad, but they're still horrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he was like, I'll only for you. Like, he's like, I will help you just this once. Like, I think he wants to think that there's still this horrible family, but I think once he saw them helping Freya, he's kind of like, all right, fine. But I don't think he wants to be wrong.
Yeah.
He does seem pretty stubborn. I mean, and the good thing is now that Esther's totally gone, hope for good, he doesn't have to be manipulated by her anymore. So We'll see. But now Tristan has him in this necklace, and he's using it to control the new regent, which is Vincent! Vincent has
you
stepped
up his
game.
You sounded way too excited for that, Keisha.
What? Listen, okay. After seeing the crap that went down with Davina, and, you know, I've been really annoyed with the witches and their self-righteousness and blah, 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 and they've been kind of not that great for me, I really like Vincent, and I love that he really stands for something, but he's not a psycho. So he'll be smart about things, and he'll fight for his coven in a way that maybe the others couldn't before him.
Vincent's, like, the only witch I like now on the show. I used to love the witches, and now they're just really annoying.
Yeah,
Vincent's the only one I like.
Vince.
Yeah.
And that's not going to be good.
I mean, yeah, he doesn't hate them.
I mean, he hates what they bring to the city. They bring so much destruction and stuff. Like, I feel they just had, like, their own thing going, and they kept to themselves. He'd be totally fine with them. But they always bring all these enemies to their city and all these drama and deaths and everything. So I think that's what he hates more than, like, actually themselves. I don't know.
It's definitely more business than personal. It's not like the Michelsons. It's just that you guys are wrecking my city and killing my people. I'm not going to stand for that. And when he had that speech, man, when he had that speech against Tristan, I was like, hallelujah. My preacher hands were up. I was back in church going, amen.
Yeah, he is pretty badass because he'll go up against anyone. Like, he'll say what he wants to anybody, and he just does not care. So I like that about him, but I hope somehow with what Tristan's trying to, you know, scare him into doing because he's afraid of Finn,
mm-hmm.
I hope Vincent is forced to work with Klaus and Elijah somehow, especially when he finds out what, I guess, Aurora has done. I'm not going to give it away yet.
Aurora, gag me.
That bitch.
Before we even get to that bitch over there.
Mm.
Because I want to leave her for last because I got some things to say about that one.
I think we all have some things to say.
So when Rebecca went cuckoo bananas and all black supernatural-eyedness, she said some things that kind of need to be addressed.
Is what she did.
Yes.
She dropped a lot of truth bombs.
The Haley and Elijah and Jackson situation where she's like, you're just dangling him and ripping his heart out every day, and do you enjoy that? So
you think
that's just going to be... I mean, Haley said it was cool and we're all good now, but do you think that's just going to be sitting in the back of her mind and that's going to bother her?
I think she'll definitely think about what she does more now around Elijah. Like, she might be more conscious of her actions. Like, maybe she didn't realize it before. But now she's kind of like, it's in her mind now. So she'll probably...
Well, especially because Jackson pointed it out in this episode, too, that she still loves Elijah.
Yeah, I feel like they're probably going to hook up again soon, and I'm going to be mad.
I don't know. She does keep saying, I chose you. It's complicated with Elijah. And I think she loves the fact that Jackson is just, he's straightforward and really no strings. I mean, his family is not cuckoo. I mean, come on. Elijah comes with some baggage. Some serious
all
baggage.
All he has is a crazy grandma that lives in the woods, which is fine.
And she's not really that crazy. She's just cool and old-timey.
I mean, she's a bit wacky. She's eccentric. I'll put it that way. She's a bit eccentric.
I would drink moonshine with her in a jug.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. But, I mean, that's the most of his crazy relatives, like, compared to Elijah's.
Yeah. Yeah, their entire family has tried to kill them at some point. So, yeah, when you're a word of warning to anyone who wants to marry into this Michelson family, just run away.
Don't do it.
If you care about your life and your loved ones, just put away. Because they all somehow end up dead. Uh-oh, sorry.
Rachel's breathing heavy.
That was uncalled for.
Well, before that nonsense happened, I was a little confused because this episode was like, okay, danger, danger, danger. Rebecca goes crazy. Freya's sick. Okay, and then everything cleared up somehow, and then it was just a sweet family moment at the Christmas tree. And you see,
and I was
Elijah
crying.
Oh my gosh, Elijah kissing Hope was the cutest thing.
Oh my gosh, that was present.
Stop it.
Oh my gosh. And I loved when Klaus joked to Jackson about we don't have that moonshine in a jug for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So it was nice to see that those sweet moments, and I loved that bonfire, that Michelson bonfire.
I was waiting. Mm-hmm. I was so waiting for one of them to say always and forever, and I was like, and they didn't say it, and I was like, damn it.
If they would have said that, you wouldn't be on the phone with us right now, because you'd be like hibernating in your bed somewhere.
I would, with like four bottles of wine or a bottle of tequila or something. Yes.
Oh my god.
Can we get a word count of how many times that phrase has been said by an original? I'm sure it's in the hundreds.
I'm at the point though with it where I'm like, all right, it's adorable. It's kind of like when Once Upon a Time and the whole I will always find you thing. It's like, uh-huh. It was annoying, and now you just kind of accept it, and you're like, oh, they said it.
It's very sweet. I hope they get it tattooed. I hope they, like, get, like, sibling tattoos that say always and forever.
Yeah, Rebecca can get hers on her wrist to cover up her Ripper scar thing.
Ew, that they chopped off her arm.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the Death Eater tattoo.
Yes, oh, my God. I wrote that on my notes. I was like, that was a little Harry Potter-like, wasn't it?
Yeah. So she's been dabbling in Supernatural and Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, can we talk about that scene where Elijah has to dagger her to in order to
Oh my god.
Oh
no,
my
that's
god.
Alive. It was not. Well, first before that, when her and Klaus had their little smiles, I was like, "Oh, cuz like
oh my god.
They haven't her like I feel like the whole seasons like of the original it's been more Rebecca and Elijah, and on the Vampire Diaries it was Klaus and Rebecca. And then once they had their little cute exchange when she was normal again, I was like, oh, because I kind of forgot about how close Klaus and Rebecca used to be because it's been mostly Elijah and Rebecca lately. So
yeah.
When I had that, I was like, oh, right, the feels. And then the whole Elijah thing happened. And
yeah,
just this entire episode just destroyed me in every way.
Oh, my yeah. God, and he looked like he was going to cry, and I was like, come here, Elijah, come here.
I'll he was crying. And then he
I know.
Looking like it. He was.
But Klaus was
like
you're always
twist,
running.
Though.
Yeah. But do you remember when Klaus was like, you're always leaving?
Yeah.
And
I
then,
do remember that.
And she's like, but I always come back. Oh, my gosh. And then he, because not too long ago, these are the same people that, like, were in the graveyard ready to kill each other. We don't remember that. So to
what
see them again.
Don't have those little spats, though.
They are the Michelsons.
It's a very dramatic family. They just take everything to a bit of the extreme. The nice
mm-hmm.
thing, though, is
great.
That they can't really die, so.
Yeah,
they
so they have
to
forgive
each other. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but it was great to see Rebecca telling Klaus, you know, okay, first of all, Klaus was like, listen, we know you have a tendency to, like, fling your heart at the first dude that calls you pretty. And she's like, fine, I will run away from love if you run toward it. And then. Boom,
oh my God!
Boom in on Cammy, looking fierce. I was like, damn.
Well, what I loved is that they were having that conversation, like not a foot away from her, like she couldn't hear them.
Yeah.
All right. We're just gonna play that card. Okay.
And she just happened to turn her head
so
at the right
focused
time.
On the Christmas tree lights. Oh, look, they're so pretty. I totally can't hear what they're saying about me. Because
oh,
she definitely
God.
Wasn't talking about Aurora. That's for sure.
That is.
Oh, my gosh. And then, I mean, Kristen, last week, I think, yeah, last week you complained that we haven't had a kiss. And they were so close. And
right?
They hugged.
I've been whining about that since day one. All right?
No, but we were talking about it last week because we were like, you know, we thought it was going to happen. And then we're like, what the hell? Like, they were so close. And now.
Yeah. But
I like that they built it up, though, because first they had the whole thing with Detective Kinney that Klaus was undoing the compulsion. So it's like they had that kind of moment where she was seeing him do something for someone else that didn't benefit him at all. So I like that because I think that really pushed her to, I don't know.
Yeah, and it just shows how much Klaus has changed because season two of the Vampire Diaries, Klaus would never have done anything remotely like that.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no, not at all.
And then when Cammy was like, well, why did you do it? And he's like, well, you know, because you willed it. Anything that is important to you is important to me, and I'm going to start crying.
That entire speech. That entire speech. Not only, like, it makes me mad because I've been seeing people say online, oh, Klaus is out of character. He's so out of character. I wish he was back. Because Cammy gets a lot of hate, and I don't know why. It gets all
Let's
the Claire
Let's ask Mike
shippers.
Why she gets a lot of hate. Ask Mike.
Mike doesn't have any valid excuses either. He just hates Cammy.
No, I know. I know. But he's one
so
of the
much hate. And they're saying, oh, he's so out of character, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, he's finally learning to be happy and to not be a sociopath and to be willing to open himself up to other people that's not his family. And he's learning to trust his family more because of Cammy because, you know, they have their therapy sessions. And
yeah, and they
yeah,
built
but
a real relationship.
Yeah, and it's not like he's letting go of the way that he has been over, you know, the last two seasons. It's not like he's letting that go.
He can still kill you 10
exactly.
ways to Sunday, and he'll have
exactly.
no problem doing it.
Yep, but he's always had this softness for Cammy, so it's not like it came out of left field. It's been that way since the first season.
And it's not even just for Cammy. It's not even just for Cammy. He's always had a softer side that he very rarely lets other people see.
Exactly.
So when people are like, oh, he's so out of character now, he's not in the same class anymore, it's like, maybe you just need to watch him the right show, or you say, see what you want to see.
But do you not remember him going to Caroline on her birthday? And, like,
exactly.
saving her life and saying happy birthday, like, that was out of character because he had no ties to her. So
he liked her.
Yeah.
He thought she was pretty. He has a thing for blondes.
Yeah. With C names.
Clearly. Clearly. But, I mean, this moment was more real because they had built this relationship. They were friends, like, genuine friends, and they learned and got to know each other and let it just sort of build up.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm a complete sucker for slow builds on anything. Like, they could have taken another two seasons and I wouldn't have cared because I'm such a sucker for slow build relationships with
yeah.
anything.
Yeah, and then when they finally kissed and then, you know, Rebecca and Elijah having their heart-wrenching moment, oh, my God. Stab me in the heart.
That was such an emotional train wreck of a scene because they kept going back and forth and back and forth, and I was like, can we not? Can we have, like, a sad scene and a happy
stop it?
Because guys are just, like, giving me whiplash here because I want
yeah,
to be
and
happy.
I thought that. Yeah. But I thought that Klaus and Cammy were going to have sex, and I was like, oh, God, this is, like, too rushed. Like, he just kissed her. Come on, we can't do that.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I don't
so.
Care. Well, I liked it because it was just so cute. And then they just went to sleep. And that's it.
Yeah.
And then the episode ended. Fine.
I like how when they kissed, though, I like how they laughed after. I thought that was so cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not okay.
They were just cuddling and spooning. Like, come on. Klaus spooning like, that's the cutest thing ever. That's such a great moment. And I was like, oh, this is a different kind of original. I've never seen anything like this. Is such a sweet and tender Christmas
I was
moment.
So happy. I was so happy. I was, like, floating on air, walking on clouds, whatever kind of an analogy you want to use.
And then that bitch strikes. Freaking Aurora.
Wait, I have to tell you guys something before we even talk about what she did, because I read Julie Plec's blog. I don't know if you guys look at it ever, but
no,
she talks sometimes about, like, behind-the-scenes stuff, and she said that there was a scene that they had to cut out of this episode that was of Aurora and Tristan when she was playing the piano and he's sitting there, and you know how we're always saying that they have, like, this incestuous relationship, kind of, like, it seems that way? She said that they had to cut out, they kissed in this scene,
what?
And they cut it out. Yeah. Julie Plec wrote it on her blog that they had to cut it out. They did it. I think they,
jeez,
she
I wonder
said
why
that
they
it was
had
like
to
an,
it out.
She said it was like an improvised scene and they kissed and they cut it out of the episode. And I was like, okay, good. I would have been like, what the
wait,
hell am I watching?
Wait, hold on. This scene was improvised and that the two actors just decided, yo, yeah, our characters are super close, so let's make them even closer?
I don't know,
I guess.
Which
I can totally see.
I've been getting that vibe.
Yeah,
it's
not really, it's not really that much,
like,
of a jump.
Crazy.
Yeah,
so
it
is really protective.
To me, I'm glad they cut it, because they do have that kind of relationship, but I think with everything else that was going on, like, we were so torn into pieces with the last few minutes of the episode that if they would have put that in, I would have been like, oh man, that, like, that shit just ruined it. Cause now we're just
but he practically made out with her when he called her my love and all this nonsense. I'm just like, oh my goodness.
I know, they're just
like,
weird.
What sibling calls her, who calls their sibling my love? Honestly,
mm-mm.
I don't care how British you are. That does not sound cute. In any accent.
For real. If my brother told me that, I think I would vomit everywhere. Like, I would just... I would Linda Blair on their ass.
Yeah. And, last thing to air out. Lucien was missing this episode. I was waiting for him to turn up, too, because he was sitting on the bench next to Aurora after she got her heart ripped out by Klaus.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was assuming
he was
going to
go in for the kill.
I was like, all right, Lucien, you're just going to sweep back in there and get back in on the game, because he liked her way back when.
Yeah,
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, but he's MIA. And Aurora has this, I don't know, did we even see what's in the box? Tristan got us some kind of present, and she was like, I'm so happy right now. It's going to be a great day, or whatever nonsense she was saying.
And a better tomorrow, bitch.
And a better tomorrow. And then cut to the moment, I think all of us were just like, holy, oh my God, what? And this is the worst torture ever. He's having a great nap. Everything's awesome. He's sleeping. He wakes up. He sees his little snuggle bunny. And then he touches her, and there's blood on his hand, and boom! Cammy has her neck sliced. She's apparently dead. I don't know. Is Cammy dead? Is she dead, guys?
Honestly, after what Julie Plec has done to us since the beginning of the Vampire Diaries, I really wouldn't put it past her to kill Cammy. But at the same time, I don't know. See, I feel like if Cammy is actually dead, it's going to be one of those things to motivate Klaus, and it's going to change him forever or whatever. Basically, Klaus just isn't allowed to be happy for more than 2 minutes of an episode. And Joseph Morgan and his gut-wrenching screams that he does just really just drives home the pain and rips my heart out every time, because Klaus is my favorite character on these shows. So So when Klaus is in pain, I am in pain, especially when it comes to Cammy, because she's had so many near-death experiences on the show, and every time I'm like, they're not going to kill her. They're not going to kill Cammy. They can't kill Cammy.
Yeah.
And remember, and every time he saves her. And now there's this.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
I have a question. When Aurora had Cammy at that little fight club thing that Marcel set up, when she was hurting Cammy, Klaus took care of her. Didn't he give her his blood to heal her?
Oh, yeah. See,
yeah.
That was my other theory, is that she's going to be a vampire.
But that was a few days ago. Remember?
That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
Like, what's the timeline? Because if she does have some kind of blood in her system to help heal her, then is she going to come back as a vampire? Like, is she going to come back in transition, and maybe that's going to make Klaus even more angry that he couldn't prevent her from living that life?
Well, see, there's that, and then there's, I felt like Rebecca's speech about all the women turning toxic in their lives, and they poison them, and all this other stuff, I felt that was kind of like a hint as to Cammy becoming a vampire, and then I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, what if she's the one that becomes the foe of the family and foe? One will die by friend, one will die by foe, or whatever. And she starts to resent Klaus. And basically, if it gets, like, to Cammy hating Klaus because she became a vampire, I'd rather her just be dead. Because I loved her as a human, and I hate that every time we get a nice, strong human character, they either die or become a vampire.
Or become mad.
But the thing is, I can't see her like holding resentment against Klaus because he's so angry that something happened to her. And what the hell did happen to her, by the way? Because nobody was in the room but him.
I think
Aurora
compelled her to kill herself once Klaus finally gave in or finally kissed her. Finally, like, because he really hadn't done anything to Aurora yet. So I think once he finally caved and kissed Cammy and gave in to, like, their whole feelings and all that, I think she might have held her to kill herself.
Yeah, that
because there's
that
no way
sense.
Klaus would not know someone was in the room.
Yeah, and then
she woke up and
remember,
she looked like...
Yeah. She had that face, that, like, oh, my God, something bad is going to happen face.
Yeah, like a deer in the headlights.
And there's, I don't think there's a way, there's a snowball chance in hell that Aurora could have snuck into that room and done it. Like, Klaus would have woken up and been like, bitch, get the fuck out.
But another thing, I'm like, how did he not hear her choking on her own blood?
Klaus, he was so content and happy that he was in a deep sleep.
Klaus is apparently a heavy sleeper.
Only when he's snuggling Cammy. The world does not matter because everything was awesome for that.
Everything was perfect, and then everything hurt, and I was dying.
Yeah, and like when that happened, when I saw that, and then Klaus is like holding her bloody body and screaming at the top of his lungs, and I threw the chair. I was out up, and I was like, nope, nope, nope. Let me walk out of this room. And then I went and Googled, is Cammy dead? And I pulled up this interview with one of the executive producers, Michael Narducci, which we don't get any definitive answers. But he did say this is the original, so no death is certain. Oh, wait, no.
I did see that.
I also saw something on Tumblr. I saw something on Tumblr where it was Leah talking about episode 310 and a moment that her and Klaus have or something, and I was like, is this a flashback? Is this her transitioning? Like, what is going on? I don't know, but it just hurts. Because, you know, it's one thing to finally give us Camille and then, you know, maybe have him happy for a few episodes and then do this. But to do it all in one episode, it's
like within 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, they're happy for literally, like, 3 minutes. It's not cool.
And they were sleeping when they were happy, so technically.
that was just emotional trauma. I am so, after that episode, I needed a drink. I needed something. I needed a nap and a warm blanket, and I needed to see something happy, like a kitten video. It was just so emotional. But
well, it's pretty safe to say that Julie Plec likes, you know, and the writers like to break our hearts on these holiday episodes.
But it's like, it is not only Julie Plec, though, because just about every show this season has killed off one of the couples, half of the couples lately. Because there's the originals, and then for those who watch Once Upon a Time, y'all know what happened with that one. And then I read online that Arrow had some issues, and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had problems, because I don't watch those shows, but I saw online everyone was like, can they stop, like, destroying everybody on during Christmas? Because
basically, now, KTV does not want you to be happy. They don't want, love is dead on TV. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot they're of like, Christmas died. Is not festive, people. It is not festive.
No. I think we should have a moment of silence for all the dead ships that have happened this month. Because literally they have killed half of just about every ship out there.
And that includes siblings. That includes siblings.
Yeah. Basically,
yeah.
Any type. There's just been a lot of deaths this month on TV shows. It's not
us. My heart is still broken over Rain and Prince Francis, but I'm not going to get into that.
Does someone die on that
now
show too?
Oh my, the king, the star, the lead, the king of France. But it's historically accurate, so it's okay. But still not okay.
It's like historically accurate.
Killian Jones dying is not historically accurate.
No. But to get back on topic here, now that all of this epicness has happened and we still have half a season to go, what do we think is going to happen? I mean, this prophecy, you know, Elijah and Rebecca think that by him daggering her, it takes care of the one by family. But even the executive producer was like, you know, that may not be so true. That may not be the answer.
I think it does.
So.
'Cause, I mean,
yeah, but technically she's not dead, though.
Yeah, but none of them are dead. It just says that they would fall. And they weren't going to be dead anyway. They weren't going to die. 'Cause the weapon that they were talking about was the medallion, and that's just to lock them up in the deep sleep forever or whatever it does. Doesn't necessarily kill them.
Where's this Aya bitch? 'Cause she's the one that daggered Rebecca. Where's that bitch?
She's in hideout with Tristan. I feel like she has a thing for him. She's like all up in his booty. So I don't know. She's just his little lap dog. I got really excited for her when I first saw her. I'm thinking, oh, this is a badass female. But now I'm just like, no, she's just following Tristan like a little lap dog. So
yep. Oh, see, I didn't like her at all. Because I was like, don't mess with Marcel, okay? Leave him alone. This is your problem. She just opened a gym. That's Tucker sharing his opinion as well. I don't know if you can hear that.
No.
But
we mentioned Aya.
Yeah. But what's going to happen with Marcel now? Because, you know, when we first saw him, he was this powerful vampire, had control of New Orleans, and then the Michelsons came in and wrecked all of that, and now he's sort of in limbo, and he kind of doesn't have a home, I feel like, because he doesn't fully trust the Michelsons, but will always protect them because, you know, if he doesn't save Klaus, then he dies. But he also is now in with the Strix just to, like, go undercover and feed and kind of help out the family. But he doesn't have a home, really.
Yeah.
It's New Orleans, but New Orleans is not his. Well, I'm kind of sad for Marcel. And he was spending Christmas by himself. All of his friends are dead. And he wasn't even invited to the
Michael's.
Oh, well, I guess he can't go to their party undercover. But he's alone.
Yeah, that I was surprised that he was by himself. That was kind of sad to see because he is kind of, I mean, Keisha, Rachel, I don't know how you feel about it, but Keisha and I were talking about it one of the last few reviews that we did, and we're like, sometimes we don't know what Marcel is up to. Like, he makes it look like he's against the Michelsons, but then he does something or says something that it's like, no, I'm doing this for them. Like, I'm trying to help them. So he has, like, these ulterior motives.
I think,
like,
he's trying
he's
to pick the lesser of
two
evils.
Yeah.
I think he definitely is trying to pick the lesser of two evils, and sometimes it's one side and sometimes it's the other. I think he's, like, just one of those characters that is just, as long as he survives, he'll do whatever he has to.
Yeah.
Well,
I think
I think he realizes how the Strix are just, like, ruthless.
Well, I mean, they were willing to kill him just to have him join their club. I think that was obvious from the beginning.
Exactly.
I don't know why anyone would join their club, but okay.
Mm-mm.
You pompous whatever. I'm actually looking forward to the Strix going down in flames.
Me too.
At some point, I hate Tristan, and he's so arrogant and so devious, but how the hell was he able to steal the necklace? Like, how?
That's
how was he able to get into the house? How?
That's why I'm like, well, maybe they did kill Cammy. Just
I don't know.
Two birds with
one
stone.
Huh. No, I don't think she's dead.
In a stone.
I don't think she's dead.
Well, I think she's going to come back as a vampire. And if she doesn't,
I mean,
it's going to be one of those, like, well, you all look pretty dead before you transition, because you are dead. So, you know.
So technically she is dead.
Technically. Maybe. Hey, did you all see Lawless, where Tom Hardy walked like 3 miles with his throat slit and he just held it? Yeah, she could not be dead. She could pull a Tom Hardy, and she'll be fine.
She's exactly Tom Hardy.
I think you should just let me live in my delusional fantasy. And I'll be over here watching Klaus and Camille videos and crying.
You do that. And I'm just going to hold out hope that,
how ironic.
I'm sure, because Hope is, I'm pretty sure she has some kind of abilities. And
she
probably is going to spend her Christmas listening to her father screaming out in agony.
Maybe
which...
she'll help Cammy. Maybe she'll fix Cammy. Because she saved Cammy that one time. Remember when she made the car not work?
Oh, yeah.
She likes
Cammy.
Yeah,
there's a big difference between bringing someone back from the dead and stopping a car. But, okay.
Well, you know, you don't know. You don't know. You know what? I wonder her powers.
When I was looking at Julie's blog, she also said that the baby that plays Hope was, like, hysterically crying when they shot that Christmas scene, and they almost had to send her, like take her out of the scene and make it seem like she was in bed. And I was thinking to myself, like, can you imagine the cast filming that scene and the baby's just hysterically crying? Because it was such, like, it was supposed to be, like, such a heartfelt scene, and they're all serious and happy, and they have this baby, like, hysterically crying there.
Well, I know they're twins. There's two of them.
Yeah.
So I could have just got another one.
Maybe the other one would start crying when the twin was crying.
True.
And then
you've
got two crying babies.
Two crying babies.
When you're trying to shoot this happy Christmas scene and everybody's
but, like,
getting
I feel
along
like they kind
and drinking.
Of should have, like, I think they should have had her crying, because is that not like a typical family Christmas and you're trying to take, like, a family photo and the baby's screaming and the dogs are barking and, like, I feel like that kind of would have made it even better.
I'm just picturing that and then just like, oh my God, and just seeing the despair of an exhausted father, Klaus, just like, oh my God, can you stop? But the magic of TV, she looks great and happy and smiling, and I think she was only crying because she read the script and knew what was going to happen. So
yeah,
poor
yeah.
baby.
Like, no, my daddy, my daddy.
But yeah, what a heck of an episode! What a soul crusher. And any predictions for the next half? What do you?
Aurora
going to go down
a slow, painful death.
With Tristan right next to her, both of them die. Maybe they kill
I
each
hope
other.
She watches Tristan die first. Then she dies a slow, painful death.
Tell us how you feel, Rachel. Let it out.
I'm a bit bitter, all right? I'm a little bitter right now.
Yeah, I would like to see her bleed to death and then just get beheaded but and then set on fire, but, you know.
And I'm the one.
You guys are violent. God.
We're influenced by Klaus, obviously.
And Jackson. But, maybe Jackson's going to chop her head off with his little Christmas tree axe.
And those very strong and defined arms.
Is it
arms.
Wrong of me?
My goodness.
Speaking of Jackson, was it wrong of me that I got, like, some shipper feels when he was holding Freya? Am I alone there?
Oh, my God.
I know I'm a bit of a shipper whore. Basically, whenever, like, two characters interact, I'm like, oh, you know what? You guys would make a cute couple. You guys should get together. But I was like, you know, Haley kind of treats you like crap, and she's in love with another guy. You could do better. Freya's single. All she does is hook up with fraternity men at clubs, so, I mean, you could do worse. She could do worse. Just
I mean,
saying.
She could, but I'm all on board for Haley and Jackson. I want them to make it. I want them to go on and live in the bayou and have babies and grandma
I would love
moonshine
that too.
Theirs. Grandma Moonshine's watching over.
I would love that
oh
as
God.
Well, but I feel like she's going to be stupid and go back to Elijah. Because we all know how much these shows love triangles, so.
They need to bring someone new in for Elijah, because poor guy,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, Gia was
like
so good
singles.
For him. I
yeah.
really loved him with Gia.
Okay.
That was great.
Yeah. Gia, they should never have killed Gia.
You mean Klaus?
So can we have another
Gia
come in?
Well, you know, he had to do what he had to do.
And the only reason he killed Gia was to piss off Elijah and make it look like they were never gonna get back together, like ever.
Yeah.
Sorry, Taylor Swift, don't sue me for that line. But yeah, that seemed like such a dumb, like an extreme point to make. Like you could have just, I don't know, snapped her neck and then been done with it, not actually watching
exactly.
her burn. I don't know. Oh, he took it too far. But whatever, none of that matters now. Elijah's alone and sad, and he had to dagger his sister. We don't know what's going to happen. Finn may be back. He may work against the Michelsons, or he may actually help them. But this all depends on Freya. And where she stands, because I feel like, I think the executive producer may have hinted at some sort of rift that's happening because she's the only one who believes in Finn and the other family doesn't.
Uh-huh.
So that may cause some tension there.
Well, they're also justified because Finn has tried to kill them all multiple times.
Who hasn't tried to kill each other? Like, come on, Rebecca
I'm
and
just,
Klaus. And,
yeah, but Klaus like, went like to extremes. Like they would just dagger each other for a couple hundred years. But no, Finn like had like the white oak stake with his mom and all that. So
it's justified.
Yeah.
Clearly, strong feelings are going to divide. So that family prophecy still could come true because Finn is still out there. I'm sure they're going to release him from the necklace, and he's going to wreak hell on whoever he wants, which will probably be the Michelsons. So, yeah, there's a lot of drama that's going to happen there, and thank goodness, the only good thing, the only thing that looks good in the future is whatever the detective's name, now that he has purpose back and he's going to have his job back after the Christmas holidays.
Yeah, and you know what? He's going to come back from visiting his sister, and he's going to be like, oh, look, Cammy died while I was gone.
Dang. Way to ruin
it. It's all my fault. I'm going to kill myself.
The one who helped me, and the one who helped me and had her friend help me, and yeah. Oh, look, she died. There is no optimism on the show, Keisha.
Happiness is dead. There is no such thing. We just wallow in sorrow and deal with it. And
I'm gonna hibernate until my shows come back.
Yes. So, any final words as we head into hiatus?
I hate Aurora, and I hope she dies very painfully. And I hope Cammy does. I hope Cammy's the one to do it. Cammy or Klaus, or both. They could, like, just tag team her and take her down.
Ooh, yeah. That would be fun. Maybe she's going to turn into a vampire. She's going to be in transition, and Aurora's going to be her first kill.
Hmm.
I'm eating shit. That's not going to happen. She has to feed on a human, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Well, I do hope that Aurora dies. Particularly slowly and painfully and drawn out. And I hope Tristan is somehow involved with that and dies too. I hope Lucien lives because I actually like him.
Yeah.
I
like
him. He's crazy. Yeah, and he's
hang out
fun,
for a bit.
He's funny. And he's called a little drinking buddy. And he's cool.
As long as he doesn't do anything stupid. And even though it's pretty much his fault Cammy's dead right now, he can still stick around for a little bit.
Agreed.
I was so excited for a second there, but then I remembered, yeah, Lucien did do that. But anyway, remaining optimistic about his character. I really hope Klaus doesn't, like,
are you optimistic
that
about
and
anything
try to
else?
Kill him?
Because I can probably ruin it. He probably will. Klaus has misplaced anger a lot.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of angry people. There's also a lot of happy people who hate Cammy. Boo Boo, I don't know why, because she's awesome. I really hope that this is not the end for her because she's an amazing character. She brings a lot to the show.
And they also need to stop sending Leah Pipes hate because that's a bit ridiculous to send the actor that plays the character you don't like hate.
Oh, my God,
very,
I saw that.
It's very aggravating that when people do that on shows. I mean, it happens on every show.
Let's be Mama Huxtable for a minute here, people. This is a fictional TV show. No matter what happens, these are people who get paid to do this work. It's nothing personal. It's nothing to be taken so seriously. Because at the end of the day, yes, she plays Cammy, but she's not Cammy in real life. Her name is Leah Pipes, and she has her own family. She has her own life outside of the original.
And don't send other people hate just because they don't like what you like.
Exactly.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah,
people. Bring
needs
to behave. Bring needs to behave.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Take a lesson from Thumper.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes. At the end of the day.
Take a lesson from Thumper.
At the end of the day, we're all watching the same show. We all care about these characters. So we may not agree, but freaking deal with it. We're all, I mean, what's the point? So I hope you guys take this holiday to reflect and
learn how to be nicer people.
Be nicer people. Send love, not hate, to the cast and crew. I mean, I know I joke about Julie Plec hating some of my favorite characters, but I would never, ever send her hate. I love what she's done, and I respect her so much.
We wouldn't have these shows or these characters.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah,
and
you can disagree with things, but don't show hate. Like, that's their job. Our job is to just watch it, and if we don't like it, then oh well.
Then don't watch it.
Exactly.
If you hate it that much, don't watch it.
Exactly.
All right, let me get off my soapbox here.
But it definitely needed to be said. But on that note, guys, I hope you have a great holiday, a much happier one than the Michelsons and the Salvatore.
Oh, wait, let's remind everyone that the show's going to be on Fridays.
Yes, yes, yes. The show is, we do have to discuss this real quick. The show is moving to Friday nights after the Vampire Diaries. And a lot of people are saying it's because they might be canceled because Friday night is the dead zone. But if you look at CW's lineup, they have the Legends of Tomorrow coming in and the 100 returning. So those two are back, and then you've also got The Flash and Jane the Virgin and all of these other established shows. So I think it may not necessarily mean that this is the end or possibly the end for them. I think it's just, you know, hey, well, I mean, we got to have this big juggernaut DC comic book superhero thing on this night. So the easiest
trying
thing to do
like
is move the original.
The Shield.
I'm just throwing that out there. I do have to say I find it rather ironic that their promo on TV for them changing days is them towing the coffin and saying they're moving to Fridays.
that is
ironic.
That is pretty funny.
So let's all prove them wrong.
Yeah. Well, guys, the only way to save the show is to keep watching on Friday night. So tune in Friday night when it returns. Hold on. I should probably bring that date up.
January
29th. January 29th. Thank you, guys. I was going to say the 28th, but thank you. The 29th. January 29th, 8 p.m. Eastern. And that's for the Vampire Diaries and then the originals at 9 p.m. Tune in every week, and then the shows won't go away because how can they ignore audiences? Now that all that's out of the way, I need to go take a long nap and wallow in my sorrow.
I'm gonna go down
light
a
some candles.
Of wine.
Go light some candles and listen to Adele.
Oh God. Happy holidays, guys. Thanks for listening. And I don't know, do we have other shows that are coming up? I think everything's on hiatus now.
Yeah. Yeah, we just have, does anyone know when Containment is coming out? Because Chris Wood, anybody?
Not soon enough.
I don't know, but I saw the first episode, honey. He is beefy and delicious.
Well, you know what? We can't all get early stuff, right?
I know, right? Fancy pants. So I haven't seen it. I have seen him in person, though, and he is gorgeous.
You guys, the first episode leaked online. I'll send you links. Okay. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening, guys. And, stick around on thevro.com, on Twitter, @thevro, and on Facebook, @VarietyRadioOnline for all of the latest news and other reviews for stuff that may or may not be on TV right now. But you can always check out past episodes and relive the journey. Until January, that's it for us, guys. Bye.
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 Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Town Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.